I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 14th, 2020. Reports from ZDNet and the Register claim that Google will be extending its search royalty deal with Mozilla for the next 3 years. While full details haven't been revealed, the report suggests that Google is set to remain the default search engine for Firefox across several global regions in a deal that's alleged to be worth over $1 billion to the web browser company. The PyPI project is cutting its ties with the Software Freedom Conservancy. The project had been a conservancy member since 2010, but has now decided to strike out on its own in order to pursue alternative monetization opportunities. PyPI has stressed, however, that it will remain a free and open source project, and has offered its thanks to the conservancy for its help and support through a period of rapid growth. Ubuntu has put out a call for user testing of a new Wi-Fi daemon. The distribution wants to see how well Intel's IWD shapes up against the long-established WPA supplicant, and is looking for feedback from users running either the latest LTS or development versions of Ubuntu 2010. Linspire has followed Linux Mint by removing support for snap packages from its latest release. While not as well known now as it was back in the early 2000s, the commercial Linspire distribution is still under development and has just landed a new release. Although the update continues to be built on top of an Ubuntu LTS base, the company has cited privacy concerns to justify its decision to remove snapd support from the distribution and focus on Flatpak packaging instead. Microsoft has given its open-source subdomain a complete makeover. Until a few days ago, the website was just a simple list of the open-source projects that Microsoft has released, but it has now received a major overhaul that aims to showcase the company's commitment to open-source and encourage further community involvement. The new site is worth a quick visit, if only to read the first line of text on the page, which presumably was written with a knowing nod toward the company's past relationship with the open-source community. Finally today, Facebook has become a platinum member of the Linux Foundation at a cost of $500,000 per year. Having joined 14 other tech giants on the Foundation's top tier of sponsorship, Facebook has also been granted a seat on its board, which will be taken by veteran open source advocate, Kathy Cam. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/188. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.